The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and the name of the show is Being Here, and the name of today's show is The Marriage Agenda.
You know, I feel like saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are on accomplishing your marriage agenda. Some people don't have a good morning, afternoon, or evening because they're not married yet. They think marriage is going to solve everything.
It will.
It'll solve something.
It'll solve everything. You'll just be married now, and everything else will be about the same.
That's what we've discovered. Although, actually,
our marriage has been a very good thing for us.
It has. It's created a very stable, lovely jumping ground off into the rest of our lives.
Platform. Yeah.
Platform.
Yeah. And we've been together almost 29 years?
Yeah, almost 29 years now.
Oh, boy.
Pretty cool.
Married almost 27 of those almost 29.
Gee, very cool.
Anyway, let's talk not only about our marriage, but marriage in general. But the first thing we really need to talk about in order for us to get the most out of today's program, look, our approach is transformational. It's anthropological. It's not psychotherapeutic. It's not about changing you or getting you better or fixing you in any way. And, in fact, we're not trying to get you somewhere on this program today. We're using this program as an opportunity to discover how to get into the current moment of our lives. And when one gets into the current moment of their life, they become transformed or enlightened as a result of it. It's a byproduct. So for all of those of you out there who are spiritual in nature and have been trying to become enlightened, this is the easy person's way to enlightenment. And we just happen to be talking about marriage or the agenda to be married. And the most important thing in this program today will be listening. And
actually, if you want to get married and you want to have a successful union, a successful relationship, listening is really key. And it's really about stopping and listening to hear what your partner has to say from his or her perspective. So today, see if you can just let go of your ideas and listen to what we have to say or what the people who are calling in today have to say from his or her perspective.
I like what you just said, but you see, there's this automatic association thing that happens in people's minds where they say, oh, yes, I agree with that, or no, I don't completely
are you sure
agree
that's
with that,
true?
Or well, maybe, but I don't know, or see, or in other words, they're saying, see if you can actually hear what we're saying today rather than seeing if you agree or disagree or already know it. See if you can listen with a beginner's mind, if we were to use a Zen expression or terminology. See if you can hear it as though it's brand new information. That will pull you into the current moment. And that is enough to have your life transformed.
Now, some of you who have been listening to us for a while now may have gotten tricky with yourselves. You may actually think it's probably not a good idea to have an agenda to to be married if you're single, but it may be more enlightened to be open about it. But if I tell the truth about myself, I definitely had an agenda to be married. And that agenda, pre-transformation, drove me toward taking actions or steps in my life that were definitely not in my best interest. Once I realized that I really wanted to get married, I looked around and saw the people I was dating, who was the most likely candidate, and snookered that poor guy into asking me to marry him. I went home and I told my parents. I was quite young at the time. And it was one of the few times I recall my parents being a very allied front in sitting down and seriously talking to me, telling me they felt that that decision was making a big mistake and that it wouldn't be successful and that it would end up in heartache. And they were so sincere, and they were not trying to hurt me or saying I don't like the guy. They were just stating what was obvious, and it became obvious to me too that that whole scenario was agenda driven, and the drive to accomplish what I thought I needed in order to be happy or complete. That's what a lot of people have. But here's the thing. Here's where the three principles to instantaneous transformation come in. And I want to talk about the second principle. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. I could only have had that agenda full tilt in me that I really wanted to find a mate. And anything you resist, it persists, it grows stronger, it dominates your life.
The first
principle of instantaneous transformation. Did we say we finish each other's sentences?
No, I don't think we did.
We do. The third...
Third principle is anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself. So if you notice that you have an agenda to get married and you don't hold it as a bad thing or a good thing, but you just notice it, it loses its power over your life so you can actually make appropriate choices. Now, I want to talk about our approach, which is anthropological. It's not psychological. It's about looking and seeing how it is that you function as a member of a culture. And you see, the thing is this, we all have millions of years of programming where we've been programmed that we must reproduce, and marriage is a very large part of that. And if you're a lady, you will have definitely played with dolls as a child, unless you're the exception to the rule. But most young ladies and older ladies have played with dolls at one point in their life, and they were preparing themselves for marriage, and then, you know, how'd that song go?
First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes baby with the baby
and
carriage.
There you have it. So that's the initial entry into where we're going today.
And then you add to that, as Shai was saying, hormones. And your hormones are driving you to reproduce as a physiological being and then nesting. And along with that comes the idea of a union to be able to take care of the upbringing of the child. So you have lots of things driving you forward. So it's much more challenging to simply be yourself and, say, be able to date or be able to relate.
Well, on a date, you go out on a date, and the first thing you do is you check and see if this person is going to be good relationship material, you know, because it isn't about the date. It's about going somewhere else. It's about getting to relationship. And then most people end up getting married because it's the next thing you're supposed to do in the marriage agenda. You know, agenda. If you look it up in a dictionary, it means a list of things to do or a plan of action. Well, you've got this list of things called getting married, and everything works its way in there.
I want to talk about myself for one more moment, because I had that agenda to be married when I met Shia. And whilst I was dating lots of different people, I was basically trying people on for size. And there came a point where I realized that I wanted to be with Shia. I wanted to marry him, and I let him know that I really would like to marry him, but it didn't fit my pictures for me to ask him. I really wanted him to ask me.
So being the gentleman that I am or was, I complied. I said, okay, will you marry me? And she said,
no. And why I said no was, in that moment between the two of us, something very lovely happened. The agenda became set aside. I realized that if we started the foundation of our married life from a point where Shia was doing something to do me a favor, or because he thought I wanted it, rather than it was an expression of his heart, it didn't matter how much we loved each other, the foundation of our relationship would be standing on shaky ground. So you can have that agenda, and you can also have a successful relationship. I know, and you can create a successful marriage. I know, because I did, and we have. We have a caller on the line. Shall we take her?
Sure.
Christina, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, we don't have a lot of time before the break, but we have enough to start your question.
Okay, great. I'm 36 years old, single, and I've been having these thoughts that I need to, like, oh, no, am I ever going to find somebody to marry or to be with, or am I going to live, you know, my life and become old and be alone?
Well, you probably, Christina, there's a lot of people out there in the same position you are.
And in a sentence, you just encapsulated a lot of people's worries.
Right. You put it, that was brilliantly done.
Thanks.
Now, there wasn't a question in there yet, but...
But that's okay, because we have
a question, because we're going to go to the break in about 30 seconds.
So while we're gone, see if you can find a question in there, shall you?
That's great. I will.
Okay, we'll be back with Christina. I wait to see what she wants to know. Come on back with us, and don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health. health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
And we're back now, and we're speaking with Christina. And Christina, do you have a question for us now?
Yes. So I've been dating. I've been on lots of dates, and I find that, you know, I find people that I really like, and then I start to put them into the, you know, is this going to be a relationship? Is this something that I'm going to get married? And sometimes I get so crazed in myself about it that I feel a little out of control, and I don't know. It's like I try to calm myself down, but I don't know, like, am I you know, doing something too much? Am I trying to contact the guy that I'm really liking a lot?
Christina, dear.
Yeah.
Let's go this way. First of all, you say you're dating a lot. I don't know what a lot is.
Okay.
But your dating is agenda driven. You're not just dating to have a good time. You're not just dating to have fun. You're not just dating to spend some time with another person. You have this pressure, this internal, maybe unaware agenda that you need to get married because time is going by.
Right.
I noticed something a few Monday Night Alives in New York City back. I mean, obviously, we know you.
Yeah.
You brought a fellow or invited a fellow who you'd been chatting with online in a dating website, and you two met in person for the first time at a Monday.
Yeah.
And if I were to look at you and to look at this individual, I wouldn't say that it was immediately a natural electric fit between the two of you for a long-term relationship.
Yes, that's how I feel. I have felt also.
Great, but the thing was that you didn't allow yourself to enjoy your date. I saw if he spoke to somebody and his way of communicating was a little rough, or the way he comported himself was a little socially awkward, you got embarrassed to be with him.
Right.
You didn't allow yourself to enjoy
this person,
and the brilliance that was inside the roughness of him.
You see, I remember this guy very well, and he was a sweet fellow. I mean, he had his own ways of relating to life, so his insecurities wouldn't be showing. So he was living over top of those insecurities, and he was living his schematic for how you're supposed to be in a public situation, and he was doing his best.
But I found it really interesting that out of everybody there and everybody I saw interacting with him, the person who enjoyed him the least was you. And I think you would have enjoyed him more if you hadn't been in a social setting with friends of yours. Because there's a part of you that steps outside of you and just doesn't invest itself in the moment. It invests in how will it look? How will he look with me? what will people think?
Right.
And I think, first of all, I love you. I adore you. I think you're incredible relationship material. But I think you have to allow yourself to have more fun.
Okay.
And the other thing is, getting old by yourself is not going to be this horrible, horrible life sentence. And you don't have to get old by yourself. You have lots of friends around you. And there is the possibility that you will come across somebody you'd really enjoy spending more time with. But not if you think there's something wrong or insufficient.
Or deficient in you. But here's the other thing. You know, Ariel and I did not meet each other one moment before we did. Okay?
Right.
And
yeah.
I was like 41 years old when I met her. And she was 24. And I had been with a lot of different women over those 41 years. I had been married and divorced. And engaged, and it went nowhere. I wouldn't say divorced from engaged, but engaged and unengaged, and in and out of many different relationships over those years. But, you know, when I met Ariel, something about her was really different, and she had her flaws, but they didn't matter.
But, you know, Christina, I don't know if you recall. I know you've attended our seminars for a number of years, but I believe you may have been there when the fellow that I had been engaged to came with his fiancée, or other people that I have dated, had dated extensively, had come to an evening.
And, yes, I remember, yeah.
Right, and you look at them, it's a little bit like, what was she thinking? But I had fun with those people. They weren't like the substandard stepping stone to the right person. It was about really investing fully and enjoying that person. And then that each of those relationships had their own natural life cycle. So it wasn't about trying to fit those into marriage, nor was it trying to hold on to them once they'd run their life cycle. I really adored some of the people that I dated, and some of them just weren't a natural fit, and they fell away. And
otherwise, you would have married a lot of different guys.
Yeah, then I would have been had those multiple marriages. So I don't think you give yourself license to have some fun.
Okay. I'm not sure if I know how to do it, really.
I believe that you do.
Okay.
So you'll just have to take my word for that.
I will.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just taking the pressure off having to push yourself to go anywhere.
Right. You know, a movie, dinner, it doesn't have to be marriage.
That sounds great.
You know, leave that alone. Don't have to put your last name on his or his last name on yours.
Or actually, maybe you do. Go ahead and do it, but then don't think it means anything. I put my last name with a lot of people. I don't even remember their names anymore.
Okay.
So you let yourself do it, and then you just put that napkin aside, wherever you scribbled it on, whether it's a mental napkin or the thing you're doodling on in your desk, and you just let it go. Because you get really tight when someone looks like they might be the one, because you're forward-thinking rather than letting yourself have fun.
See, look, if you're with somebody and you're having fun with them, that's all it takes for you to discover relationship. But if you're with them not having fun, but putting up with, you know, trying to get will they work out, then they'll never work out.
That's great.
You know, you just can't make a relationship work out because you think you ought to have one, but one might just come along and bite you in the butt, you know.
And I'll tell you something, you will either have a series of people to grow old with, or you'll pick somebody who'll make you feel old if you try and make it work, or you'll keep going until you have enough fun with somebody, you'll come across the right person, you'll have fun with them, and then the fun continues.
Then you won't have to think about it. It won't be this thing about thinking about it. It'll just go, oh, here you are.
Right. By the way, you've met a lot of people in our workshops who used to think, what am I doing wrong? And the only thing they had done, quote, wrong, was they hadn't met
the right person yet.
Right.
So keep going, baby.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You know, it wasn't too long ago in one of our workshops that one of us, I can't remember, probably Shia, asked the question.
It was me. I asked the women and young women, elderly women, all the women in the audience, how many women on their top 10 list
as a child
was getting married.
So somewhere in their top 10 list of things to do or things they wanted to have happen in their life.
In their life, you know, their lifetime goals.
How many of them had get married as one of those things?
And every woman in the audience raised their hands.
Now, in subsequent times that we've asked this question, basically everybody except for maybe one or two. So it's been a 98%.
Is it? Raised their hands or raised her hands?
I'm not sure.
They
raised a hand.
They raised their hands. And, yes.
Then we asked the same thing to the men.
Yes, and you know,
men.
They raised their hand. Not a one raised their hand. See, so it's our opinion as anthropologists that, or the conclusion that we reach is that girls are programmed to get married and men are not programmed to get married. That doesn't mean men don't get married. But it isn't one of those things, as a little kid, you think, my life will take off when I'm a married man and when I'm a father.
And so the pressure Christina has been feeling is not her pressure. It's the cultural download that she listens to as if it's her.
Right.
We're going to be taking a break now. We'll be back shortly. Come on back. Don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Next Monday night, we'll be back in New York City for Monday Night Alive. If you're in the area, come join us. And Transformational Time and Project Management is the next course we're doing April 30th and May 1st in New York. And if your agenda is to get married, that's one of your projects. So you certainly can have that on your agenda and come join us for that course. It's not only a course about business. It's about all of the things that you have in your life, all of the projects. So if you want to finally be able to clean that desk or take care of your home, you can come to Transformational Time and Project Management. By the way, Monday Night Alive is April 11th, and we'll be seeing our friend Pazia, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, who's coming in from Singapore, and we look forward to seeing all those of you who can be there as well. So,
great. So we have another
call
on the line.
Leah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Calling from Brooklyn.
Hi, welcome.
It's so funny that you just mentioned the time and project management course, because I am in the midst of planning a wedding, and until you said that, I hadn't realized what a project is.
Yeah, that is definitely a project, and since you're busy with a career and a life, in addition to planning a wedding, it's a good time to look at how to manage it all.
Yeah, which is part of the question that I have for you guys today. Because as I mentioned, I'm engaged, and my fiancé and I are getting married this summer. And I've been noticing in myself how much of a don't tell me what to do I have when it comes to handling a lot of the wedding planning.
And, what do you mean?
Well, I feel like I'm excited about it, and I want to, maybe it's not that so much as there is a pressure that I put on myself that takes all the fun out of it and also makes it probably 10 times harder than it needs to be.
Well, you know, one thing occurs to me, Leah, is that you've had this idea that you need to get married since you're a little girl, and I know that a friend of ours, Caitlin, was talking to you about her wedding, which Sean and I went to. It was lovely, by the way, and it was actually one of the most fun wedding ceremonies and receptions we've ever been to, that they planned most of it in about 20 minutes.
Wow.
But you have an idea that something this momentous should be ultra time-consuming and weighty.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I before Ariel started speaking, I was going to say to you that I think you're awfully serious about this.
Yeah.
I mean, that what has serious ever accomplished for you? Seriously.
Nothing. I mean,
when you get serious, you get tight. When you get serious, you become less self-expressive. When you get serious, you are less able to communicate your feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
So I don't know what getting serious is and whether it's good for you or not.
Yeah. I guess it's just an old habit that has, I guess I've been listening to those thoughts lately that tell me, oh, there's so much to do and not enough time to do it in, or...
Look, I have a question. Do you have a fiancé?
Yes.
Do you have or know of a person who is licensed to marry you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's my father. He's going to be performing the ceremony.
Sweet. do you have at least one person each to be a witness?
Yep.
The rest is just window dressing.
Cool.
This pressure to have that day be so special is aberrated.
Yeah, it will distort your ability to relate to your boyfriend, to your fiancé. It will put a pressure on you guys to perform rather than to, and I know you're a performer.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between performing and being expressive.
Yeah.
And you also have outside pressures from people who want to support you in having this day be this special launch thing. I know that your parents have probably dreamt of their little girl getting married, but here you are when you planned as a little girl to get married and you had these dreams. You didn't live in Brooklyn.
Right.
You didn't have the boyfriend that you have. You didn't have the finances you have. You didn't even have your idea of what you wanted to do as a job. It was all amorphous. Now you have the reality.
Right.
And lots of people pressure themselves because they have this pre-written agenda to spend masses of money on a ceremony when that ceremony does not represent the relationship.
And how much of the money that people spend on ceremonies is to impress other people rather than to just make a vow to be true to another?
Right. You get most of it.
Well, you just happened to grow up here. You didn't grow up in the cultures where you tie a string around your wrist, he tie a string around his wrist, and there you're married.
Yeah.
Or you jump over a broomstick and you're married, holding hands and you're married. You forget that your idea of marriage is seeped in the enculturation that you have. And so your agenda isn't yours.
Right. And I'm also sort of feeling my resistance to that agenda, though, and then I feel caught in a tug of war and not the captain of my ship, you know, not.
Well, what's wrong with? Well, you know, I get caught by.
What?
I get caught by your use of jargon.
I'm a don't tell me what to do.
Right.
I'm not the captain of my ship. And I know that a few weeks ago we had the Are You a Captain of Your Ship and Not a Deckhand, just the deckhand, which was, by the way, a great show. But you use little catchphrases rather than just being here.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a big thing in me that's like always trying to do it right.
Well, you're normal. Everybody's got a big thing to try to do it right. Even the people that are trying to do it not right in opposition to doing it right are doing it not right right.
Well, Leah, let's look at the three principles of instantaneous transformation. If you resist your tendency to try to do everything right, then what you resist will persist. It'll grow stronger, and it'll dominate this whole getting married process.
Yeah.
And the second thing is you can only be exactly as you are, and that includes having these agendas and this strong habituation to try and do things right. And then the third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. And then you can take a deep breath and look at what you want, what you and Andy want, what the two of you want together, rather than have to be pushed forward by a child's idea of what getting married looks like.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I actually think that it's an opportunity for you to take care of the people around you, but also just to express yourself rather than try to do your life right. By the way, I actually am very psychic, And I know it's going to be a lovely event. It will be. There's no doubt about it, because you will be there. The question is whether or not you're going to torture yourself between now and then.
And if you're going to have fun when you get there.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is by having fun where you are now. See,
awesome.
Because that event won't arrive until it does. But if you're not having fun until you get there, you probably won't have fun there either.
And by the way, Leah, your
uh-huh.
marriage itself is not going to be different than this. So if you're not having fun now and not getting and so worried about doing it right, then that's going to be the flavor of your marriage.
Right.
So the more you have fun now, I guarantee you.
You're going to have a fun marriage. But if you're not having fun now, if it's going to start when you get married.
It'll be just a more intense version of what you got right now. Because anytime you accomplish a goal, you have more of an intensity of, you get energy returned, you have more of an intensity of you being the way you are right now. This is it, baby.
Yeah, this is it. Did you know that?
Yeah.
This is
I
as good
see
as
that.
It gets. This
good.
Is all there is.
And it's pretty great. It's awesome. And I forget that sometimes. And I'm so happy to know the both of you and to have this awesome transformation in my life.
Well, great. Well, in the meantime, have fun.
Okay, will do.
All right, everybody, have fun with the commercials, because we have to go to a break here. We'll be back shortly. Come on back, and don't miss
being here.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Cane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Cane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Cane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
The You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Shia.
I'm Ariel.
And we want to thank our listeners for being so loyal.
Yeah, making us one of the top shows on the Seventh Wave Network.
That's right. And the other thing is,
share the show.
That's the other thing, right?
And you don't have to keep it all to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, you can have fun. Friends around you can have fun, too. Makes it easier if you have people around you who are relaxed. So
happy and well in themselves.
Share the show.
Okay, we've got another caller.
Yeah, let's take her. Danny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
The question I have is, how can I have intimate relationships with people but without going anywhere? Because in the past, I've had... The thing with me is I always get very excited when I meet someone new, and like I do want to be in the moment with them and sort of listen to them and be there for them, but I do have, I must be sending out some vibes so that I do, yeah, want to, you know, be in a relationship with them, and then it's almost like I'm not really being there for them, or sort of I'm kind of establishing, you know, whether they're match or not, or
you're kind of establishing. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
You're establishing what?
What happens normally is I'm kind of finding myself getting into a relationship too quickly without even knowing if they're a match or not.
Ah, well, the first thing you said. You said a lot of things, but something caught me. And you said, I must be putting out a vibe that I want to get into a relationship with them. And I don't really think that's true, because mm-hmm. they don't matter. They're just a means to an end. You slot them into your agenda. So you're not actually being with them. It's like we once had a person come to one of our Mondays and said, I'm dating Bachelor A and Bachelor B, and I don't know if I should get in a relationship with Bachelor A or Bachelor B. And it was obvious that whatever those individuals' names were, it didn't matter. Who they were didn't matter. What mattered was that she had the agenda to hook up with somebody. And so when you say, I want to be in a relationship with them, I'm not sure you actually see them right from the very beginning, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, I found myself having relationships with, I wouldn't say with the wrong people, but just people that I would have found afterwards, you know, weren't a match or something. And when I listened to you before where you said, you know, that sometimes you just meet people and you're only meant to be with them for... like, you know, they have a life cycle or something, I think you said. So now, rather than seeing that it was wrong, I just realized maybe that it was meant to be that way. But I do have that idea that I find myself when I'm dating online or something that I have this idea, okay, that person might be a fit, that person not. And sort of I'm very selective, and I'm not sure if I'm maybe being too selective or something, or how can I find out?
Well, you see, look, Danny, yeah. You are being too selective, you know? Mm. It's all right to be selective, but if you're going to, before you even meet the person or spend any time with them, figure whether or not they're the one, then you've got some kind of standards or that you're holding people up to. You've got a list of attributes that they either should have or should not have. And then you weigh this against whether you're going to go out with this person.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. If I were to, you know, be in communication with you on some dating service, I am not very literally handy. In other words, I have dyslexia, so I don't type very well. So your impression of me from a chat on the internet would be that I'm slow and that I'm not very educated, perhaps.
And not articulate and not, socially inept.
Exactly, and not articulate and socially inept. And so you'd cross me off your list of possible dates without ever having met me because I'm not technically that. And because of the dyslexia, I just type with two fingers, and it's a very slow process, and I just don't do it very much. So if I had to date on the internet, like a lot of other people are doing these days, I'd have a hard time.
Mm-hmm. This doesn't sound like you're visiting dating sites. You're visiting many marriage sites.
Yes.
And see, and look, what do you find more attractive, Danny? Somebody who's having fun or somebody who's serious?
Well, someone who's having fun.
Right. But you are seriously looking for a relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's not very attractive.
So how can I drop that?
Well, you include that you have that agenda, but you allow yourself...
Now become aware that you have the agenda.
And then you allow yourself to have fun. That your relationship... For instance, if you were listening to the show earlier, we were talking to Christina, and she brought this quite lovely fellow to that Monday, or she invited him, he came, and they met there. And that was their date. That was their relationship. That may be the full extent of the relationship. And you can engage and have fun, and it doesn't have to be a life mate.
Mm-hmm.
But your idea of relationship is life mates.
Yeah, so you're never allowing yourself just to have fun with another person. It's got to be going somewhere on that agenda
yes.
line.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That's true. And I think when I have, like, I think that I have, for example, certain people where I wouldn't allow myself to have as much fun because then I think they would think that I'm interested or something. But it's just me doing this.
Yes, it's just you doing this, and they may not be the person you're ultimately going to be with, but look, Danny, most marriages in the United States, at least, more than 50% end in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, these aren't most relationships. These are most marriages. So, in other words, a lot of relationships start and end before somebody gets married. They get engaged. They get disengaged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So just that you're going to get married doesn't mean you're going to have a successful relationship. But if you discover how to have fun with the people you're with, you'll discover how to have a successful relationship. Then it will become easy in a more serious relationship that you don't have to be serious.
Okay. See, it really is about practicing being here rather than going somewhere. And if you practice relating with the person who's across from you and include that you have that drive to go forward and keep compensating for it, then what happens is your ability to relate is going to get good. You'll have fun,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be prepared. You'll have worked off a lot of those rough edges by the time you run into a person you'd like to spend more time with.
Brilliant.
Something you said and something Christina said caught me. You both said something to the extent of, when I find somebody who might, I'm really interested in or really like, I get all excited. And I think that all excited, you're already off center. I think that all excited might be already actually a form of an upset. Where you're trying to control things and make them turn out the way they you want them, rather than allowing yourself just to be you and be with that person.
Okay. Because I have said as well,
it's funny you mentioned it because I have that as well in my job. So, for example, I'm a sales manager and we receive a lot of inquiries. And in my job, I have to sort of make decisions whether we want to work with someone or not. And what I find myself is I get very excited about a lead, about an inquiry, without even knowing yet if they're going to be someone we want to work with or not. And then I might sort of send out, I might give them the impression that we're interested, and then looking at the facts, they're not really a type of client we want to work with. So I have the same kind of excitement, but I'm not quite sure what it means.
Excitement when something shows up that seems to fit your agenda and you're no longer being present. You're off on a trip of possibilities that are fantasies that have nothing to do with reality. It's a construction of your mind. Mm-hmm. And in those moments, what you can do is slow down just a little bit and be here so you don't pop off the email expressing interest mm-hmm. when interest hasn't really been built yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Thanks for calling in today, Danny.
Thanks for having me.
Lovely hearing your voice.
It's lovely to talk to you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You know, when we named the show, Shy, I don't think that we really realized that it really is all about being here.
Right.
And I see it. And you could see it with Danny, the idea that how she relates in her dating life.
It's similar to the way she relates to her job.
Yes, she just started to see that it's the whole thing, and it's about being here. Thank you all for being with us today, speaking of which, being here. It's been truly an honor. And
share with your friends.
And you can get apps for your iPhone. You can even listen to it live or download it from iTunes. Don't forget to resubscribe if you haven't done it recently on iTunes. And we'll be back next week. Come on back.
And don't miss being
here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.